Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into After Hours Sports. This is your host, Brand Rosenthal, alongside my co-host, Eric Garcia, and Social Mike. We are guerrilla style right now, recording on Anchor. All three of us are here. There is no mute. There is, it's not like a Zoom. You know, we usually record on Zoom. We're just trying Anchor out, see how it goes, and let's rock and roll.
Here we are.
I think all of us are on AirPods or something similar to it. So if it works, shout out to Apple. If it doesn't, come on, Apple, we give us some beats. We need some beats, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about one thing, and I'm not even going to ask you guys how you're doing because I know how you're doing.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about the Lakers, and you know they've been dog shit for the whole season, essentially.
Now they're
gone. I'm kind of happy, you know. But at the end of the day, I do need to vent because, you know, Anthony Davis has been talking a lot in the media the last couple of days, and some things I agree with and some things I don't agree with what he's saying. And I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Let's go.
Let's see if it's good.
All right. Are we there? Sorry, my phone.
Okay. I think you disconnected for a bit.
Yeah, it seems like we're recording. Something started auto-playing on my phone, and that, like, broke up the connection. Okay, so there we go. Lesson learned, number one. So, AD was chatting in the media about, like, only injuries ruined our season. And, you know, that kind of irritated me as a fan because, number one, like, your injuries, not your injury, you know, like, not, like, all injuries. You know, like, yeah, every team got hurt, but it's your injuries that hurt us the most. But there's also other teams that had plenty of injuries that played hard, tried hard, that didn't lay that pretty whack product.
But he's injury prone. It isn't just that he was injured this season. He's injury. He kind of has that on him already. So it's even worse. You know what I mean?
Right. He hasn't been able to complete a full season of games so far. Or if he has, it's only been like one or two seasons, if I recall correctly.
Exactly.
He's going to miss at least 20 games a season for sure.
That's
like a given almost.
And that's what's like, well, that was what frustrated me, obviously. But like beyond that, it's this, like the team didn't try. Like plenty of times we're all watching these games and they're just like, there's no effort. There's nothing. You know, and it's like that to me was like one of the most frustrating things. It's like, look.
I said it in our group text earlier, right? What we're talking, Brendan, when it came to the whole, this whole situation was like, the injuries cost us from not winning the championship. You know what I mean? The fact that we were injured, even if we came back at the right time, we probably weren't going to have enough time in jail. So the injuries were going to probably, most likely the injuries were going to guarantee that we weren't going to win the championship. But like Brandon's, you know, kind of like what I told you, and I think that's where you're heading towards. The frustrating part is we would have been in the playoffs if it wasn't for just a fucking flat out lack of effort. It wasn't, the injuries cost us the championship. The injuries fucking no way in hell cost us the playoffs. We shouldn't have been fighting for a fucking last spot. We lost way too many games, like Brandon mentioned when I said that, was we lost too many leads. And honestly, the worst part about it all, no matter, we can get worked by 20, but fuck, the lack of effort is just something that I'm not really used to seeing from Laker teams because the media is always on the Lakers. So when you're lacking, it's obvious. And we did it all season long. Like, there was no shame.
It was definitely frustrating watching that. Like, obviously, the expectations were, like, super high from the very beginning. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating, like, now that the season's over. And, you know, obviously, we all were like, all right, done. Let's just – I don't want this thing to – you know, I don't want this thing to continue anymore. And just because it was just so bad. It wasn't fun to watch. It wasn't, like – like, I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I definitely wasn't having fun watching that team. Like, if there's, like, I'd rather watch, like, dudes that try You know, like, that's what you really want. Like, I just want dudes that try hard. And even if you don't win the game, give me some effort. You know, like, I need to see some effort. I want to see some, you know, if you're representing a team that I love, representing a city that I live in. And beyond that, like, there's a certain aura. We talk about this all the time. Like, there's a certain aura to being a Laker. And, you know, these dudes really didn't provide much. Like, they didn't really do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's just so fucking, like you said about the hard to watch. Look, we shouldn't have to rep, like, how long we've been supporting, how many shitty seasons of teams we've seen, and all the times we stuck around when there was shit, you know, horrible seasons. Again, the point isn't that we don't want to see shitty basketball. Yeah, I get it. It's fun. It's way more fun to watch good winning basketball. But the lack of effort makes you feel like, if you're not trying, why the fuck am I trying? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the older we get, the more you basically sometimes just to sit down the Laker game, you got to rearrange your whole fucking life. And then if you're going to do all that, sit down, have crack a beer for a team that ain't even fucking giving a fuck. I'm good. You know, I'm good. It's very hard to watch. Like you said, it's very, I mean, something I'm just fucking not used to at all.
That's to me was really, it's like, I couldn't believe it. It's like, come on. You're watching these games and it's like, okay, well, clearly, and maybe some of it is Vogel, maybe not, but, like, you know, they're competing a little bit. And, I mean, or maybe just the team wasn't that good. Like, obviously it wasn't. And we had a lot of problems from the very beginning. Westbrook, you know, that was a huge thing. But, dude, I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm doing a lot of chatting.
No. So I was just going to add to that. I mean, there's enough blame to go around. Vogel, players, everything. Like, there's enough blame to go around for all. I think for a team with as much, you can say maybe some can argue that, yeah, there's not a lot of star power, but there is star power on this team. No one expected this to be the result. We just finished talking about how injuries played a part. Yes, the AD, like I said, for us as fans who've seen his career, we understand that, yeah, like I said earlier in the pod or prior to us recording, he's going to miss a minimum 20, right? That's almost a given. And 20 is kind of like, that's a low ball number. That's on a good year.
In today's NBA, 20 is just because of rest, though. You haven't counted his injured game. That's just rest.
So basically, he's missing half the season is what you're saying, right? Yeah. Cool. And then, but also, like, when now we're losing 20 or 30 games of Braun, that's where it hurt us the most. Yes, there was still Westbrook, but as, you know, unfortunately for him, it was easy for him to be the newcomer to the team and him just take all the blame for the shit. Like, it's not fair on, when we're losing, it's easy to just be like, hey, it's all Russ. But, like, really, that's kind of fucked up. Like, it's not all on Russ. But, like I said, there's enough blame to go around everywhere. Coaches, players, everything.
Yeah, I think we planned on depending on Russ, in my opinion. That's obviously my thinking. The way the Lakers fell apart seems like they definitely had different thinking than I did. But the way I liked the Russ signing was like how I liked the Carmelo signing. I'm not expecting much out of you. You know what I mean? I'm expecting, you know, you can definitely have games where you bring it. I expect leadership. But I'm hoping I'm looking at my team that if we're depending on you to come through, we're not winning shit. That's just the facts.
And you're referring to Melo or you're referring to Russ? Sorry.
To Russ. I'm saying Russ? I'm putting him on the same level as a Melo, like how I looked at Melo, where it was like, and honestly, I mean, Melo hasn't been bad, but he's not getting the blame because, again, I think people definitely expected it with him. I don't know why people weren't expecting the same with Russ. And it was more apparent, like you said, now that when everybody's missing and now we really are depending on Russ, it's like, well, shit, we're going to look really bad.
Yeah, and like I said, and it sucks for him because he was having he had a bad season. And when both Braun and AD are out and you're getting outscored by Malik Monk and, you know, whoever, Malik Monk and who's the other cat that was on, even Austin
Reeves.
So Austin Reeves at night was outscoring him. That's not a good look. That's not a good look for sure.
What do you guys say? I mean, I know we haven't mentioned it yet and we'll probably get there, but I mean, Pelinka gets gets a lot of the blame in my opinion.
Because
we can blame LeBron, and what I'm saying is any power that LeBron has is because it's been given to him. So, you know what I mean? If the team is letting him make these decisions, like as far as what Magic said, you know, we didn't get the Rose in and all this stuff because of LeBron wanting Russ. Even if that's true, that still lands, in my opinion, on Polenta, because that's why you're the GM.
For allowing you have that, yeah.
You have to suck up and say, yo, no, can't happen. You know what I mean? I love you, LeBron, but nah. We don't want this fool that's not going to add much besides just star power. You know what I mean?
Right.
It definitely has not been a great year for LeBron and for Clutch. With Ben Simmons doing his thing or not doing his thing, right? You know, and, you know, it just hasn't. Like, they've taken a hit, and, you know, I really wish when, you know, I don't want to critique LeBron too much because, you know, he definitely is very calculated with the way he plays, right? And the way he does things and approaches things. I don't know. I was just talking to a homie like earlier. Like, I really wish that, like, I know it's on Palenka and all this, and it's like, you know, LeBron connecting with Westbrook really, whatever Palenka maybe had in mind, we'll never know. You know, obviously Magic went on First Take and spilled the beans like he usually does, and likes, you know, talk shit. He's probably like smoking a Cuban and drinking wine. He's like, fuck Rob Pelinka. He's like, right, Cookie? He's like, whatever, yeah. Magic, you idiot. Just shut up. He's like, okay. All right. I don't know, man. Like,
But if we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, let's just, like, and honestly, I think he deserves it because of who the hell he is and what the hell he means. Not only to the league, but definitely to our squad, the Lakers. Magic, if we're mad, what the fuck do you think he's thinking? How the fuck you would do stare clown around like this? Like, you know what I mean? If we're pissed, what the fuck Magic gonna do?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this
dude
is craziness. These fools are like, the lack of effort is pretty fucking shameful. And honestly,
yeah,
a guy like Magic, I honestly think that's gotta earth him, dude. Especially when you compare these guys to him, because at least he's saying at the bare minimum, if one of my dudes was acting like that on the court, one, not all of them. One of them was acting like that shit would have been handled a long time ago, even if I was on the bench, even if I was injured, and even if I was out for the season. I'm sitting on the sideline and I'm letting everybody know what time it is and what the game plan still is. There's none of this bullshit that we're allowing so easily.
Right. And it wasn't, you know, and like when we were chopping it up earlier, it wasn't even as much. Well, yeah, it was a lot of what Magic said, but also with Kareem coming out and talking some shit. He walked it back, though, but talking some shit that didn't, you know, that I think that also kind of gave Magic a little more of a.
Do you think he walked back what he said, or do you think he said, you know what, this is probably something I should have kept indoors? You know what I mean? I think they should have never been out of pocket as far as in the media, like
just airing it out. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We already have enough hard time. Right. You don't need the rest of the world to like make fun of us as well. Because
they couldn't just they could have just sat down, chopped it up, and not have that shit hit the, you know, get out to the media. But that wasn't the case. Yeah, you're right. I don't think Kareem actually like was walking back what he said. I think you're right. He was more of like, damn, I should have just not made that shit public and just let him know, excuse me, how he felt, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But maybe that's the issue, right? Maybe some of these legends feel like they don't have as much input as they would want. And you know, whatever. That's not a decision that you get to make, right? That's on ownership, that's on Gene. But still, they probably feel like, look, if you're not gonna let me say what I gotta say, well, I'm gonna say that shit somewhere. Especially Kareem, who's writing these articles lately. He's gonna find a way to say what he's gotta say. And again, like, I know I'm looking at it like maybe because we're older, I'm looking at it more the old school squad. But I'm looking at it like, again, like if I'm pissed, man, these guys gotta be furious. They gotta be like, what the fuck's happening here? We've never been the joke of any league. And it's like the easy thing to do. Like, you know, yesterday you guys logged on for Twitter for half a second after. It was the joke of the town. The whole world was laughing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they went, for sure. They
But again, that's the pressure of being who it is, right?
everybody from every team got their shit off yesterday.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, right? So to me, like, we get what we get, right? When we're winning, and we get all the attention. When we're losing, we also still keep that same attention. So, you know, the guys like Magic, the guys like Kareem, they could probably just say what they want to say. But
of course,
the guys that gotta do shit is the LeBrons and the ADs of the world. You know what I mean? Like he's like Brandon said. I mean, bringing the injuries is just kind of like almost felt like pouring salt in the wound. Like no, not like pouring salt in the wound. Like it definitely is a cop out, but like, bro, like if anybody's gonna mention your injuries, you're not the one. You're the last one. You should be sneaking under the radar and hope no one's
paying attention to his injury.
Yeah, like and you know, I'm not the guy that always brings up the cash, but it's like you make too much money, not because I care that he's making way too much money. I mean, the fact that you're making too much money means we can't fill this team up with other guys that give a flying fuck.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
That's where the issue is. It isn't, I don't care. You know me, I'm
always
wanting
guys. One of the issues.
Yeah, I'm always wanting guys to get paid way more than they even deserve. But I'm not in favor of you costing so much of the percentage of the salary cap and missing like the most amount of games than everybody else.
You can't be the fool getting paid the most and the fool missing the most games at the same time. Like,
you're doing the most, you know what I mean? it's
doing everything but playing games.
Exactly.
Even when he did play, like he wasn't like he just didn't look like the guy we expected him to look like. No, you know, like
He was playing like that, though. I'm not going to lie. When they were playing Denver, he was looking kind of nice.
No, he was, but then he sprained his fucking ankle.
I'm fucking Sunday. I was like, okay, this is the AD. Like, he's going to get us the dubs that we need, right? He's going to keep us in the mix. And then, like she said,
it's not going to happen. And like Brandon said, you guys, honestly, the injuries make us feel like, again, oh, it's a good cop-out. But at the same time, if you guys recall how we ended last season was like, this is the season where he's going to come through. Because last season it wasn't injury, but he did struggle. You know what I mean? He didn't have the best of season following up the championship run. So we were like, AD's definitely going to bring it the following season. We know what's going on here. But it didn't fucking happen. You know what I mean? And these games, again, like the missing of the games, it gets so frustrating. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up to be the fans that are complaining about a guy that's injured. You know what I mean? I do feel like creepy about that. Like, that's messed up. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
But, dude, I just have to be honest. Like, that's not what I want from a superstar on my team. And look, it's unfair to ever compare anybody to Kobe, right? But, I mean, I guess we're just fucked that we grew up in the era where, like, I mean, is your ankle attached still? Then get in the game. You get what I mean?
You saw that sign.
And the playoffs are on the line, bro. Like, there's so many things that... Look, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but just to kind of go how I feel about it, Mike and me both support Manchester United. We follow Manchester United, and it's the same kind of thing. It's too big of a franchise to have fools playing on the team that don't understand the jersey that they're rocking, that they don't understand, like, it's... You don't need to be a fucking brain surgeon to understand you're a Laker. None of the shit you're doing is acceptable. None of the shit that's going on is acceptable. Bro, being the sixth seed would have been embarrassing. You know what I mean? And here we were, fucking last minute, trying to fight for a play-in.
A play-in game, bro.
These are things that don't exist till the very recent COVID times. Who the fuck knew a 10 seed when we grew up? Who the fuck cared about the... And honestly, not even who cared what the 10 seed was. When the fuck did the Lakers pay attention to the 10 seed? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And here we are, making it the way. LeBron's team shouldn't be struggling into the fucking playoffs, and definitely no Lakers.
Yeah.
So, it's. I mean, again, it's just... I mean, maybe it's just something we got to get used to, right? The rest of these fans probably know what we're feeling like on the regular, right? Like, just...
That's a great point. It's a great point.
They probably quit on them all the time, and they're probably used to seeing guys like, oh, what? It's March. We're looking like we're not going to make it, so let's just go ahead and have some fun. But we're not used to that shit, dude. We're not. Like, I mean... I was talking to my son. I was talking to Eric, and I was telling him, the crazy part about it is it's hard because you also don't want to sound like a fucking... like an entitled fan. Like, yo, we don't want to have losing seasons. But it's not about the losing seasons again, bro. It's about the lack of damn effort. It's like, I can't love the Lakers more than you do. Possibly, this can't be possible. You know what I mean? It's just, it's insanity, dude. I I'm gonna tell you one thing, because we haven't even covered it much, because we're kind of going out AD, and I think that's rightfully so. But I do think I 100% couldn't give LeBron, if you want to call it that, a pass. I'm not over here saying it's on him. I'm not saying any of that. You know what I mean? The injuries are the injuries. I give him the benefit of the doubt. If you're healthy next year, I like their chances. There's no fucking way I'm giving AD that same benefit of the doubt. That's where I'm you know, where Brandon was bringing up how it felt a little. It got you almost more mad. The more AD talks, the more pissed you get. It's like,
yeah, you know, it's like, just shut up, man. Like, don't you get it? Like, it wasn't just because of injuries, because there's another team that played in the same building as you that literally didn't have any of their two superstars. And maybe they have better role players, or maybe they have a better coach or whatever, but they found a way to win some games. And I'm not saying that we had the best team out there, but fuck, dude, like, we had enough talent, like, exactly, to win some games, like, to win games.
Yeah, exactly.
We have 32 wins, 32 fucking wins. Like, that's like Kings. That's like Sacramento Kings shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's fucking unacceptable. For a Lakers team, that's unacceptable. 32 wins, really? For a team that has LeBron and AD? Like, no.
And LeBron led the league in scoring. So it's like, he's literally scoring 30 points a game for you. Can you score, like, can you score 70 points?
Yeah, can anybody else score? Points? Please? Like, anybody?
Yeah. And that's where, I get frustrated with the length, where it's like, I mean, this is... We were built where the second we have AD and LeBron, what was the number Mike mentioned? 20. You know what I mean? We're fucked. We're just straight up fucked. That's the team we built. We built a team that, you know, it. What was the line that I bring up sometimes with that NFL? I always forget who it was, but it was the NFL coach where they were like, why don't you give the backup some snaps during practice? And he said, well, because if the backup starts, we're fucked, and we don't practice, we're fucked. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the way I looked at for the Lakers. Like, we don't have at all the kind of team that can... And look...
Recover from a fuck situation?
We could have definitely gone into the playoffs. We could have definitely been... Like, that's where we're frustrated. But again, the goal is never making the playoffs. That's never been the goal. You know what I mean? So that's where the frustration comes. It's like, look, man, if you guys brought your heads out of your asses, we would have been a fucking 7 seed. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
6 seed. But the issues are not those. That's not why you're frustrated. The frustration comes in the fact that you're like, well, even if we were healthy, the way you guys were showing your effort, we weren't going to win shit. Again, the reason why we're upset at a 60 is because we won a championship, or we want to go get ready for next season. That's literally the only goals we have. There's no rebuild. You know what I mean? There's none of this. No. We didn't win it this year. How the hell are we going to win it next year? That's the only goal. That's the only way we get down. That's the only way we've done things. And
that's the reason we got rid of all the younger players, right? Like, exactly. That's the reason why we didn't let the B.I.s, the...
And you know how we were.
The Lonzo's, the fucking Josh Hart, or, you Kuzma, know, everybody, you mean, yeah, Kuzma. Yeah, everybody. We traded pretty much everything to speed up the process, because there's no fucking 3-4 year plan. Like, no, we're gonna win a title like now,
and that's why we signed up for it. That's why we signed up for it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this again in a group chat. Another thing that was frustrating is another reason why it was easy to sign up for it. We're like, what the hell, LeBron and AD? That's a pairing that could easily win a championship. And what makes it even better is the moment LeBron decides to reborn, we could keep AD and build around AD. There's a fucking 0% chance I'm fucking doing that. Right. And if you're a GM or you're whoever that decides to hit your wagon for that, you should get fired the fucking first season you have a struggling season because I mean, that's malpractice at this point. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. I even said it. I mean, because I love the guy. Like, I'm all for, you know, my number two option. You know what I mean? Especially with a young superstar. But building a team around AD at this point is about the silliest shit you can do. You can't. The man hasn't shown you that he can play. What is a number you want to shoot for, honestly, realistically? And I'm not trying to clown a dude, but if this fool gets 50 games a season from here on out, he's about as lucky as it can get. I don't see more than that. I just don't.
Nah, there's no way we can go into next season with AD as our focal point. And I mean, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I was okay with the way Westbrook played after, like, his he had his lowest point, right, where he had, like, the Laker fans were booing him, and he was just like, I don't care, go home. And it's like, nah, dude, that's not how it works. When you play for a prestige franchise, like, you suck, you get booed, and you just like, all right, well, I need to play better. You know, it's pretty simple, and you don't need to go crazy. But, you know,
I think my frustration with Westbrook was the fact it took him a while to realize, like you said, like, yo, I'm struggling. But I don't know if I want to definitely put Westbrook in that whole lack of effort kind of category, like I'm putting him.
I agree.
You know, I definitely won't go far like that with him. But I, like you said, I mean, what the fuck we're seeing, and it's fucking frustrating. Like, bro, like, and you know, it's UCLA. There's no reason I need to become a fan of Westbrook. Like, I've been one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just, like I said, I just wish we didn't need him at all. Like, that was my whole plan. I was like, dude, if we can go ahead and have this fool and not ask him to do shit, you know, besides be the fourth option at best, you know what I mean? I honestly even wanted to trust Melo more than him. You know what I mean? I just, and you know, I've been done on Melo for a while, but you know, Brandon got his way. He's on the squad.
I'm gonna agree with Eric on that, because I was one of the ones that I was like, hell no, I want nothing to do with Melo. And to his credit, he's one of the few. Yeah, not only that, but he's one of the few obviously signings that we have, the signings we made this year that pan, like, I don't know if you want to say panned out, but that did good, more than I expected. I'm very happy with how he performed. Again, we suck, but he definitely exceeded my expectations of what I thought he was going to give us this season.
I agree. It might be a low bar, and it's what makes it unfortunate, right? But the fact is, I have no negative things to say about it. Him.
Yeah,
Melo literally was in this kind of season. I mean, stood out to me as a guy that, like, bro, props. I'm proud of you. I mean, you had a good season. Yeah. I honestly think, whether, again, it doesn't matter to most of the other guys, apparently, he understood to get them. You're a Laker. You're trying to get LeBron. It isn't just the Lakers. Laker and LeBron final season. Who is he looking for? What does he need from me? Can I do that? You know what I mean? And they're friends, so that's why I don't blame LeBron for believing Westbrook, saying, I got you. This is easy work. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like, you already seen what I'm about, right? Or what I can do. Yeah. And then, but
that's where I get frustrated with Pelinka, because that's where you make the decision and you take it out of the head. You solve those issues. You say, LeBron, I got you. You even talk to Westbrook's people and you say, you know what? LeBron begged for you. I'm the one that made the decision to not go with you. Be mad at me. Don't be mad at LeBron. Keep your friendship for eternity. All these things, you know what I mean? Like, don't get frustrated with him. He gave you about as big as a recommendation as somebody could give somebody. I just decided that was the way we wanted to go.
And,
you know, exactly. But if you're not LeBron pick, I mean, look, everybody said he's been doing that. And I know this is where the arrogant, maybe it is the entitled fan of me, comes in. But it's like, I mean, but you can't keep doing that as a Laker, though. Like,
you can't pull up to this team and try to pull that shit.
And honestly, I'm not saying you can't, because apparently you can't. You shouldn't be able to, is the point for me. But apparently you are able to. You know what I mean? And again, it's like, look, dude, what's going to happen when he says we need Bronny?
When he what?
When he says we need Bronny.
Oh, I was going to ask you guys this right now that you brought that up. Do you think he got more, or they gave him more of a say after winning the title? Of course, right?
No. I think that was literally the move from the beginning. Like, I honestly, like,
even
the title run, though, kid, like, that's not a team that we were all happy with. That's a team that won it. But again, it was because AD and LeBron were healthy. That's literally where it was all at. It wasn't the team we thought were like, damn, this is a dope ass team. This team is back to back. It was LeBron and AD. Anything else can fix itself. That's how we looked at it.
if you recall as well, that break kind of helped us out because LeBron was hurt at the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
LeBron was hurt at the time when that like little when that COVID break happened, and then that you know ended up obviously working to our benefit, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But since bringing up that point, so the one who kind of gave him the power was Magic to begin with, right? Because Magic was the one taking all the credit. Magic was the one that said he got the deal done. So he's over here talking shit now, but that's how you got him here.
But I think it's like, this is how I look at it, dude. You guys are the homies. If I have some spot, like, okay, for example, Brandon literally, look, we're not going to, Brandon mentioned, like, there might be a position at work you might be interested in. I might be, like, dealing with you, basically, like, as far as maybe even reporting to Brandon kind of situation, right? Let's just say I go for that, and I'm doing that. Brandon being my homie. If I come in and just look like fucking dog shit, I'm making Brandon have this conversation now, where it's like, bro, this
doing?
Wasn't it. This what the fuck wasn't it.
Oh, yeah.
This just was no way in hell why I thought of you. You know what I mean? I thought of you because I'm like, yo, this guy's going to bring it. He's going to kill it. I probably either big you up. It isn't in one of these situations. It's like, yo, let's see if you like it. Give it a fucking go. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, bro, I'm bigging you up. I'm saying you're going to come through. But you're fucking not. You know what I mean? And,
right.
I mean, again, there was so much where, again, it's easy to sound like that. Fucking entitled fan. That just wants to win championships and, you know, but again, what the fuck's wrong with that? But still, it's one of those things where you're like...
Nothing.
It's one of those things where you're like, you can't raise a fucking fan base on that kind of effort. And then when it's not there, we're supposed to be like, well, you know, it's just an off-season. It's just they're off this season. No. That's about as shameful as we've seen from, you know... And again, these are superstars. We've sucked when we have just not the right guy. We know. We've had those, you know. We definitely had the smush times. We had all those times. We sucked because we had whack players.
Right.
But smush wasn't taking like 20 million plus to the bank. You know what I mean? Every season and missing 50% of the games. Like
Steve Nash was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And look, and fair point to bring up, but don't you think that was, but don't you think that was one of the times when we made mistakes by also, just like LeBron criticism?
Yeah.
Maybe letting Kobe have too much influence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Mitch do his job.
Exactly. Sometimes, bro, that's the reason why you're the GM. You got to be the camp that says, all right, I guess I'm going to be the one that says, no more casual Fridays or whatever the hell call is that you know is going to piss everybody off. No more free ice creams, no more coffee, whatever the hell you're making the call that you know is going to piss everybody off. That's why you get paid the big bucks. You know what I mean?
No coffee definitely would be one of them.
Right? All of a sudden the food comes in, it says, you know that Starbucks that's always out there? Nah, bro. No more. Make sure you got the Folgers on deck, or bring your shit from home. You know what I mean? So it's just, and that's how Pelinka should have came at LeBron. I let you build the COVID team, but you got to let me build the future squad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I know, I think a lot of us, and look, I'm not in the room with him, right? Maybe LeBron is like, fuck you, you're doing what I'm saying, or I'm out. But I do believe that LeBron, if it's the right situation, it's the right guy, he's going to understand. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I mean, I can ask for who I can ask for, but I gotta trust certain people. Dude, if he's a good passer, it's because he's assuming the guy's gonna make the shot. You gotta be hoping and assuming that the GM's gonna make the right fucking shot as well. You know what I mean? You gotta start, if you're not, you know, even then, that's just like flat out like what a winner's mentality should be. It would be. You get what I mean? Like, you can't be out here undermining Mitch over and over. You can't, like, what did Brandon say? Even though that wasn't what we were talking about, but he was 100% right by bringing it up. How does this make clutch look? Why is this clutch situation issue? Why is this? Because how involved they are in our team. How they are involved with pretty much everything that goes down. If that can be something that was co-signing, in my opinion. You know, and...
Right.
It's not that we're not co-signing. I'm saying if we want to move forward and win...
That's not
that can't continue to happen. That can't
continue. That wasn't the call.
Because I'm all for, like I said, I'm all for the first time around. Let LeBron make all the calls.
That was a weird season. That was a weird situation. And, bro, it panned the hell out anyways, right? We won the whole damn thing. That's, no matter what the hell, that was the right call.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, again, a good GM is able to say, okay, cool, that happened. Now let me have it. Let me earn my money. You know what I mean? I have a job to do. Let me do it. You know what I'm saying?
And
it's, or you're just a GM in name. You know, we know you came in because you're Kobe. You were Kobe's dude. But that only lasts for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised. And maybe I'm not as, I haven't kept my ear to the street as much as I should. But you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I've heard enough Pelinka criticism out here. And I'm not saying I want to hear criticism for criticism's sake. I'm saying, like, responsibility. I'm saying accountability. I'm saying, Lakers suck. Who put that roster together? That's how I want to start. If I was looking in the outside in, right? Why do we suck? Who sucks?
Oh, hell yeah. We're asking these questions, like, you know, why did we let, you know, we're all asking, why is Caruso in a Chicago Bulls uniform?
Exactly.
You know, why, you know, I understand KCP and everything, but it's like, okay, a dude who plays defense, doesn't care about offense, loves LeBron. Let's just get rid of him. LeBron loves him back. Like, literally LeBron, like, and LeBron doesn't like, and you know how picky this dude is, right? He's like, so, like, he'll really talk about players, and he won't say, sometimes his teammates, right? He won't even talk about them. But, like, Caruso, he was like, nah, this dude's a fucking baller. Like, I need this dude in my squad. And they're like, okay, well, we'll get you Rondo again. Or we got Malik Monk. And it's like, you know, like, and Monk was cool. Like, Monk has been cool. He has. And I've been cool with Malik. But, like, you know, shit, man. Like,
we could have Buddy Hield.
But that's also why
I don't need Buddy Hield.
But that's I would have preferred Buddy Hield.
But Buddy Hield was going to be, according to the Magic, if you believe it, Buddy Hield was coming. If we didn't get Westbrook, we were supposed to get DeRozan and Buddy Hield. That was the good thing. That's how we were going.
Well, according to the trade, it only was going to cost us Kuzma to get Buddy Hield, and I would have been all for that.
Yeah. Well, maybe, what if we just get Monk and keep Kuzma? Like, maybe we have all these young, talented players. Buddy Hield. I mean, maybe, but Buddy Hield makes a shitload of money.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But so does Westbrook. I mean, so does AD, and you know what I mean. Like, so do these guys. But you're right. We're not gonna get rid of AD.
But these are all hypotheticals, right? I mean, these are
right.
They're never gonna happen. Yeah.
And look, again, it's like it isn't just that these guys. You know, again, they're guys that could have made our team better. But when it came to Caruso, it was like, maybe, and look, Brandon, that may be a reason where maybe there's some contradiction, right? If you really are LeBron's guy, then LeBron can make us overpay for Westbrook. What the fuck was he at when he didn't make these guys keep Caruso?
You know?
Like what? You can force us to overpay for Westbrook that costs like 10 NBA players money, but you can't say, yo, a little bit extra, let's just keep Caruso, right? I mean, it isn't just because he's a fan favorite, it's because at the very fucking least, he plays like he gives a fuck. And look, let's start there. I know it's a low bar again,
but why don't we start there? How many guys on this roster give a flying dick? Let's keep those guys, everybody else, to keep it pushing. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys want to switch a little bit, but if you guys want to, because I know we haven't done it at all, but what's up with the positives? I mean, there was the Austin Reaves of the world that I think we all kind of liked, and we all felt like, yo, we got something here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You said the Malik Monk.
Monk?
I was digging the Monk signing, obviously, was, again, something that exceeded what I expected from Malik Monk this season. I mean, shit, there was a few games, even with Bron in the game, he was the highest scoring player.
Yeah. So, there was some positives. And again, I told you, I'm 100% on the path to say, yo, I'm good with giving LeBron a flat-out pass. As far as I'm all for, you know how I told you I wouldn't build a team around AD, I still would definitely consider LeBron my number one option on team 19. That's not an issue for me at all yet. You get what I mean? I'm good there. Like, but it's got to be a different situation than we have now. If I'm going to want to roll again with LeBron in this situation, I do need...
look, this team is going to be tough to build always because of having LeBron and AD, and we're overpaying guys. The filling out of the roster needs to start getting more. Who's going to bring us what the fuck we need? Not who is the guy that we can sign that our fans are going to recognize? Because that's how we do it. It's almost like we just fill out the roster with guys that we know our fans are going to go, okay, I've heard of him. That's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, is this guy really going to bring it? Or is he the overpaid wash cat? You know what I mean? Like, because who's going this season? Let's start there. Who's automatically for sure gone?
Westbrook? No, I don't even know, dude. I don't think I don't know, dude. To be honest, I really don't know.
Like, I agree with Brandon. That's why I asked the question. Like, I honestly think we can't.
For sure, Dwight. For sure. I think we might trade THT. I think he's.
I was about to say. If I'm gonna pick, like, oh, for sure, I think THT is out of there.
Because I think that we'd understood, like, all right, well, we lost the THT versus Caruso battle as Laker fans right now, and yeah, you know,
100%.
So if we're going to build a team that has Westbrook on it, we need the knockdown of knockdown shooters, and I don't understand why we can't figure this out. Like, every other team has fucking 3-point snipers, and we're just like, well, we have THT. Like, he can really make reverse layups. Like,
but it's the reason why I'm telling you. It's because they're looking for the wrong thing. They really are. You gotta be looking for guys that can ball.
I don't know how much more simple I can keep it.
But you shouldn't be looking for guys that make you feel a certain way in your stomach, bro. Like, you should be looking for dudes. What was lacking this season?
Get everything.
That. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Right. Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's how, if you're the GM, that's how you should be looking. What's lacking? Who's going to give me what I want?
And how am I, and honestly, if you want to go ahead and go into the reality of it, how am I going to break it to Bron?
You know what I mean? But these are decisions and these are things you have to do. Like, again, keep harping on the same thing, but, like, bro, there's a lot of money that you're going to pay to make these calls. Make them. You know what I mean? Decide. Because again, if you're the GM and you don't understand how horrific the season was, you should have been fired already. You get what I mean? Like, this wasn't a bad one. This was a clown show. This should go down as the worst season you've seen in your tenure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this shouldn't be another one of these if you're planning to stick around as a manager. You know what I mean? That's how I'm looking at the situation. Like, what the fuck is going on? If you give me anything of, like, for example, if Palenka was talking like AD, saying, yo, if we were just healthy, get out. That's how we think, get out. Like, straight up. Get your ass going. Get your ass out of here. If you think that we just need to be healthy next season, then get the fuck out. You did not understand what just happened. You did not understand the skull drugging that we just fucking faced. You don't understand. And again, I'm going to sound like the most bitter, saltiest hater of them all. But, bro, we cannot let the Suns walk around with their chest popped out. Like, come on. The Suns? No. What happened to us if the Suns are the number one seed? Like this, like... And look, I'm not even saying the Suns because they've been there before, right? With the Dan 10. I'm talking about this Sun. Chris Paul. Why is he still winning? You know what I mean? You know, and look, you know how much my hate has gone to Chris Paul for a long time. But when the hell can I bring up the fact that he's not bringing the effort ever?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a thing I can say. So, you know what I mean? You just shut the fuck up. And you're like, well, not him. He's not one of those. You know what I mean? But there's a bunch of other dudes on the team that are one of those. And just like I said, I think one of the frustration parts that I shared with you guys that I don't think I've mentioned on the podcast yet is I feel bad for Vogel. I really don't think this team played for Frank.
No, they didn't at all. There's a reason why, like, he's about to get fired and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but at the same time it does, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I can feel sorry for the dude, but the right call probably might be to move on. You know what I mean? Not because you didn't have what it took, but it didn't work for you. You couldn't get these guys to buy in, and it's probably because we have a bunch of pampered pussies on the squad. But still, it doesn't matter. That was still what happened.
You know what I mean? You still, unfortunately, couldn't get these superstars to bring in like they need to. And that's got to have some sort of a, there's repercussions, right? There's, it is what it is. And it sucks. I really feel for him. But I'm not feeling the same way for Polenka. I really am not. I'm feeling like you get one more season at best for me. I'm looking at next season like he's starting that bitch on the hot seat for me.
That's just how it starts.
I'm over the he's the guy that got us LeBron and AD. That was dope. But it happened.
That's
already.
Fair. What have you done for me lately, right?
Hey, 100%. You know what I mean? Like
lately it's been a lot of pull sesh.
Because you're not talking to a Sacramento Kings fan. I'm not easily wowed with like, yo, if you won a championship with the Kings, you get the next 40 years off, straight up. You know what I mean?
That's why Frankie B is out of here.
Exactly, but that's not the job you got. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, your gig is win it all, multiple times, or get fired. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're both about to find that out.
Yeah, and look, it's always easier to get rid of the players, right? The coach as opposed to the player. And that's why these things happen. But even though, like I keep telling you guys, I really don't want Frank to go, I understand it. I really do. I just think if I was the GM or if I was the guy in charge, I would completely understand, like, yo, this is just a call I have to make. No matter how much it doesn't, you know, I don't want to make it.
The type of year that we had.
You know, we can't let the players feel like this is okay. You know what I mean? This is acceptable. Like, you know what I mean? Whether it's the show you want to look at it, whatever, but you can't let certain things slide. And from this season, if you can't get rid of the players, you have to fire somebody, and you got to let them know. Well, at least, or hope they feel bad that they got the damn head coach fired. But the way this team is built, I highly doubt they're even going to give it to it.
I don't know, man. I think this is.
Are all three of us in agreement that 100% Frank is gone, or is anybody holding hope that he still sticks around?
I don't know about from holding hope, but
I think he's gone. I think he's gone.
I agree. I would be surprised if he didn't get fired. I'll say that.
Same here. So then now let's get to the main reason why I brought this. So who the fuck do we get? I'm gonna say it from the jump because I don't want to be hiding, and I don't want to say it. I want to give myself no chance to hide from my statement. I definitely don't want Doc. Just that.
I agree. I was gonna make the same statement.
And I don't want Doc, and then we'll start from there. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I don't want Doc Rivers either. And then
other name we've heard, Brandon shot us Quinn. I'm all in on Quinn. If that's the way we're going, I'm all, because you guys know. I'm thinking defense. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
He's gonna fix one of our main problems that we had this year, which is zero defense.
And one thing I'll tell you this, and whether I'm thinking or not, if these guys aren't listening to Quinn Snyder, he's gonna get fired mid-season because he's not the cat that's gonna chill while fools are just not listening. He's punching a cat. He's doing that. Quinn is not the guy. Quinn to me is not the kind of cat that is just gonna sit there and let us fucking mollygag around the damn court and play like a bunch of entitled jacks. That's just not in it. That's why I want Quinn, because I don't even think we need a resurgence of like, how can I say, skill. It's simply like, can I get these guys to realize that they should give this game a lot more effort, or they're gonna get embarrassed over and over. You know what I mean? In today's NBA, a 10-point lead is shit. You know what I mean? And that was the Lakers squad, right? Always giving up these leads over and over and over and over because, you know, you're professional, so we know you got a good solid 20 minutes of basketball in you, but do you have the whole 48? You know? And as soon as it starts getting bad, are you going to take that opportunity to say, well, this is a good opportunity to go ahead and hop off and just say, you know what, I don't have it. You get what I mean? So, it was unfortunate to see the team over and over take the easy way out. You know what I mean? To say, yo, I could see why you quit now because we definitely don't have a chance in hell. But if that's your mentality, then the problems are way bigger than we thought. The problems with this franchise are huge if we have a lack of effort. you. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not bringing it, then we have, like, how can I tell you? We have, like, elementary problems still. We still have to figure out. You always give it 100. You know, you guys start talking all that cheesy cliche. But you gotta give it 110%. You always worry about the next man. You know what I mean? No I in team. Whatever these cats gotta hear. The main thing they need to hear is, if you want to watch the Lakers last season, watch them sneaking to understand that that right there is not acceptable. That team, those fools should have never thrown on those jerseys. Those guys should not be rocking a dope white fucking jersey on Sundays or whenever, now that they use them all the time. But that team just didn't deserve it. And again, that's my entitlement. That's how I feel. But I'm sorry. I'll take a Brian Cook. I'll take those teams over, you know. I'll take a Mims. I'll take a Chris Mims. I'll take these other guys that we've had before that had none of the skill, but didn't have lack the effort. They knew what time it was. They knew what team they signed with. You know what I mean? They knew the assignment. And that's what I miss. That's what I miss. I really do think we have an identity crisis. And I think the Mamba would have corrected this. And I know it's easy to go back and say Mamba would have done this, Mamba would have done that. But I think, just like Magic, I have a feeling this season right here, this season specifically, would have had Kobe speaking out and having some shit to say.
I don't know, a lot of shit to say.
I think he did a dope job by just kind of stepping away, but I honestly don't think, if I know what I knew, what I think I knew about Kobe, there's just no way in hell he could sit around and watch this garbage. There's just no way I can see him sitting there and saying, oh, these fools are really, the house that Kobe built, you know what I mean? They're getting disrespected. You know what I mean? And that's why it's a good reason maybe that they got that name change, because that's not the Staples Center. That's not how we play at the Staples Center. You know what I mean? I want to give it a name, and I don't have it right now. I wish I had a good pun, but I don't know what to call that. What we saw this season, that wasn't it. That was
a lot of bullshit.
That was a lot of bullshit, man. That was hard to watch. That was sad. That was bro, this team just won the, whatever you want to call it. You know, maybe it wasn't
perfect. We can finish on that. That's a perfect segue, dude.
Right, like, people want to hate on the championship. I told you guys, mm-hmm. You know, they want to call it the Reggie Belt. I'm all for that. But if winning the Reggie Belt is whack, not winning is whack. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If there's an easy one for grabs and you didn't go get it, where the fuck you at? You know what I mean? Like, if Brandon came up to us as the homie saying, yo, this shit was easy, the first thing we would ask him is, so where's the trophy at? If he's talking about something that's easy and he didn't win it all, then what do you mean easy? It was easy for the guys who won it, not for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's how these teams, these players, look. It was easy. It was easy for us because we were locked in. It wasn't easy for you guys because you had guys opt out. You know what I mean? And shit was easy for the fools that were completely committed. It was easy. You know what I mean? But
it's not that easy, man.
No, not at all.
It's never easy to win a championship. That's the silly thing. If you're starting an argument when you were lucky to win that, then stop. Please stop speaking. There's just nothing. There's nothing. We can't move further. You get what I mean? Like, easy championship would stop. Stop that. There's just no such a thing. This just isn't. It doesn't exist. The easy one? Nah, man.
Exactly. And it's like, look, man, like, every other team would have celebrated that title just the same, right? And that's just facts. So I don't want to hear it.
Especially these first-time franchises. Like, I don't want to hear it at all from any team that doesn't have one. Because those fools would have made it, you know, a month-long celebration, anybody that hasn't won it at all. You get what I mean? And when we recorded our podcast, we made it specifically, once we won it, about it. The only thing that matters. The Celtics. We weren't over here talking about anything else. We were only talking about one thing. The Celtics. Because we're the competition that we have, or the goals that we have are just on another level. They're not the same. So it's hard sometimes to decide, like, what to say. Why would a lion be talking to sheep? You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't let ourselves, I guess, get dragged down by people, the fan bases, because
yeah,
have fun now, understand it, because you guys think we suck and we got LeBron. LeBron is just a phase. LeBron is something that's happening at the moment. But this team has proven over and over that they will just go ahead and go get the next best guy. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we've always done. And it's frustrating when we don't do it. So I'm all on board for the people that are getting super pissed and saying, wait, what's up? You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm not a guy that doesn't trust Genie. I'm all in on Genie still. I do trust Genie. I'm saying I'm not one of these guys that's like, Genie's not going to figure it out. She's way in over her head. It's a tough gig. That's facts. That I don't even think that's an opinion. That's like taking over for the greatest. You know what I mean? That makes me feel sorry for a little bit, or not feel sorry for, but empathize a little bit more with the Steinbrenner's son. You know what I mean? Where it's like, bro, that's got to be a tough gig. You know what I mean? Just taking over, like, for me. And I know it's an opinion, right? But for us, if you guys, I mean, I think we all agree on this. Like, I mean, Dr. Boss is about as good as he got. It just doesn't get better as far as owners for your squad. So it's hard. And we should have assumed it was going to be hard for Genie or anybody else involved. They weren't going to just come in here and just, you know what I mean? Like, it was going to be hard. It was just going to be a hard thing to keep the Lakers up and running. And if we want to be honest, the fact that we just said LeBron and these guys got a ring, that was in the Genie's watch. So we can't forget none of these things. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're
right now when the shit's
those are all facts.
Bad, right now while everything's bad, it's easy to remember, like, yo, man, this sucked for a while, and it's not all, you know, roses right now. But this team is definitely. With Genie at the helm, they've done some solid moves. So
we'll see, gentlemen. I think we should call before we all start crying even more so. And hopefully we get together soon and we can talk about much better things. And we definitely need to meet up in a week or so to discuss the career of Frank Gore, because you know that deserves more than just a shout out at the end of the podcast. So we'll figure it out and get some time together. But. Until the next time, boys, thank you very much for the time. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
Oh, just because we always forget, Mike, go ahead and plug your card.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, yeah. So you guys can go check out my online store. It's called trading card store. It's called Jack of All Trading Cards. I'm on eBay. You can find me at Jack_818. I'm on Mercari, Jack_OATC. And you can find me on OfferUp. You can also find me on Instagram, Jack of All Trading Cards. So yeah, check it out.
Sweet.
And we'll be sponsoring the show.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man, love it. Let's get it. Yeah, I'll add your logo everywhere. Let's get it.
Yeah. So yeah. Thanks, guys. This is good. This is great. Not for the reasons that we had to do it, but it was great to record again. And yeah, man, we definitely got to run it back with Frank.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we'll have like a Masters recap Frank Gore podcast, because you know us, and I'll be doing it the next four days, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and this is like one of the craziest, like starting April, like starting this weekend, it's going to be
NBA,
like one of the
Yeah, we got NBA playoffs.
Is getting dope as hell. There's a bunch of good fights this week, so maybe when we come back, we can recap all the action.
Yeah, man.
I definitely have a wedding that I have to handle. It's my brother's wedding, so it's definitely going to be one of those things you're going to be trying to stream while that was trying to tie the knot.
You know what I'm
saying?
But
you know I'm going to follow, and you know I'm going to catch up. You know I'm not going to get
so. You're a degenerate, so we'll get you going. So, yeah, that sounds like a plan. We'll figure it out for Monday or Tuesday next week.
I get the recap, so we can get it done. And, I mean, like you guys mentioned already, this was dope. This was actually very necessary, I think, for a lot of us. And I think Brandon noticed in our text messages, and then he finally just hit the shot and said, yo, we need to record, because you fools look like you're about to cry over these messages.
Like bullshit. Sometimes you gotta shoot your shot, right?
Yeah, it was getting depressing, but again, I wouldn't call this as making me happy, right? But it made me feel better than I was feeling, right? And I'll take that.
And now my happiness depends on the Clippers' success. I would love to see them continue to fail. So we'll see how that goes. But I don't want to put too much bad juju out there. All right,
exactly.
We have our own shit to deal with. All right, fellas. Until the next time. This was a lot of fun.
Yep.
This was dope, man. You guys have a good night.
All right, dope. Peace.
All right, bet.